Welcome to Deckheads, a production of iHeartRadio.
Welcome to Deckheads with your hosts, Nick and Anna. Broadcasting from the bottom of the boat, below deck.
Ooh, I'm horny.
All yacht talk all the time.
I'm having a party.
We're shoveling coal to keep this show afloat.
I love cocaine.
We're off the map in international waters.
I need some drama, me.
Hide that cocaine.
Never.
In my nose.
Just so you know, I'm in an open relationship.
Below deck.
Woo!
Below me.
What?
Deckhead.
Hey, Nick.
Hey.
How are you?
What up?
What up? What a question.
Man, we are already on fire.
I feel like we need to take a week off to refresh.
Yeah, you especially.
Like, get our shit back together.
Yeah, well, let's do it. Let's take next week off.
Really?
Yeah, why not?
Wow, that would be wild.
Well, we can talk about it later.
Okay. All right. Well, here we are. We're at season 6, episode 6. What a time to be alive, of regular Below Deck.
Oh my God. Season 6, episode 6. Hey, do you think I have vacation time?
Like paid vacation time?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think I saw on the app that I had like it made like an hour.
Oh, okay, cool.
Like I could watch a full season, a full show, like a full Mad Men, but just with no commercials, like 45.
Okay. Take it.
So we should, yeah, we could take that. You could take 45 minutes off one day.
Yeah.
Along with me. Anyway, something to think about.
Yeah, I'll definitely.
You think about it.
Think about it.
Oh, awesome. You're so sweet to me.
Yeah, you know how I am. Always mm-hmm. thinking about you.
Okay.
All right. Well, shall we get into it?
I see no other way to stall.
Okay. I hate you. All right. So, yes, Below Deck, season 6, episode 6. You know why I like this episode so much?
Oh, no. I have no approved time off. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know why I like this episode so much?
You like it because Riley is redeemed.
No, because we're one step closer to Chandler being fired.
Oh, I see. I see. I see. Unless Riley gets fired first.
Doubt it. She's the third or the junior deckhand. She's allowed to be a little wapu wapu. But Chandler, he's the bosun. He needs
yeah,
to have his shit
he really
together.
Sucks. He took everyone off the boat. He didn't let Riley go on the fishing trip. He's not good.
It's
he's not,
not
a good guy. And that sucks because they have two of the strongest deckhands we've ever seen in our lives on this boat.
Yeah, just like Buff Boys.
The two that aren't Riley, yeah. We've got Buff Boy and Dad Bod.
Buff Boy and Dad Bod.
Do you think that would be a good spinoff?
Yes, Buff Boy and Dad Bod. I would totally watch Ross and Ashton just hanging out.
Oh my God, just slaying yeah. peas. Yeah.
Living the best life, Buff Boy and Dad Bod.
You know, they should give them the next season of A Double Shot at Love. Buff Boy and Dad Bod.
That would be hilarious.
Did you see what they did with second season of Double Shot at Love?
No.
It's incredible. It's the biggest left turn I've ever seen for a second season of a reality show.
Really? How so?
By far. Okay, so the first one, it was just like a shot at love, you know, with Tila Tequila. Just a regular dating show, you know, bachelor style, except there's two bachelors.
Yes.
And so you're dating both of them, and they make decisions together, and then, you know, it narrows down, they get their own girls or whatever.
Yeah.
And then at the end, they each pick a girl. Although, spoiler, DJ Pauly D said no thanks to all the girls because I'm pretty sure that guy has a brain thing. I don't think he can have relationships. Like,
Pauly
that's just,
D?
I don't know him very well. It just seems like he is no good in the relationship part.
Oh.
Now. And Vinny picked someone and they broke up. Anyway, so here's the next season is it's no longer a dating show. DJ Pauly D has a residence at Dre's Nightclub. And Vinny is in Chippendales in Vegas. So they're both sharing a suite in Vegas, and they invite six of the women from the first season to come hang out with them and live in the suite and work at Dre's Nightclub. And then he told one of the girls to bring some friends, and then she brings three male friends. And he's like, what, man? I didn't mean men. You know, but they've clearly been cast, and this is the show. And so all it is now is a real world style. It's just like a Jersey Shore reboot with six of their exes from last season and three new dudes from literally Jersey. And
so
they just hang
out.
It's
just a different
show. And Pauly D and Vinny are mostly working, and so they're usually not in the show.
So it's just a reality show about their exes now.
Yeah, and three dudes from Jersey, three New Jersey Shore dudes.
What?
It's so crazy. Anyway, let's hope they never do that with our beloved Below Deck. Anyway, all right, let's get into it.
Wow, okay. I don't even know how to take that in of how that was their way of like pivoting.
Well, they're like, people watched a show. The last three episodes of Jersey Shore are Angelina's wedding. You know, that's a, oh. That's like a fourth of the season is one day they filmed together. That is how little they little work they put into that show now. And they're like, Jersey Shore fans will watch literally anything.
I mean, it's true. Considering the last few seasons of like the reboot have been nothing.
God, they just, no. It's just a drama about the Sitch being in prison and somehow Angelina and JWoww still fighting.
Well, Angelina is a piece of work. Okay, you know what? Too much Jersey Shore talk now. We have to talk about, what's the show we talk about? Below Deck?
Below Deck. Yeah.
Below Deck.
Below Deck, yeah.
So, yeah, we continue with the next day as Chandler and Ashton are getting up to go on the fishing excursion that technically...
Riley.
Riley should
King,
be
King
on.
King Riley.
King Riley. That's a wild-ass name. Okay. So, Ashton is annoyed and he says he likes to party and work out, but not fish. And Chandler doesn't know much about fishing, but is bullshitting his way through it when Riley should have been there and actually helped the guests catch some fish.
Those two aren't mutually exclusive. You can party, work out, and fish.
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
You know the rules.
Sorry to interrupt.
You know the rules. No fish if you party, work out. No party, work out if you fish.
Okay. Not sure what accent that is, but...
So Caroline's complaining about being on lates, and Josiah says he works through the pain. When he cut his foot open once, he just kept working, and that she shouldn't complain so much. But that's what Caroline does. She's like, lates? I did lates last time. It's like, shut the fuck up. Ross tells Captain Lee about the fishing excursion, and Captain Lee's very annoyed because he had no idea that there was an excursion going out that morning. And now he's like, I don't know where one boat is, and I don't know what their situation is because Chandler's not communicating to him. And the guests are not impressed by Ashton and Chandler's lack of fishing expertise. This is how they're fishing. They have the fishing lines out, but they're fat, like just quickly like zooming around, hoping that a fish will just catch on to one of their lines and then they'll stop. Like, that's how you think fishing goes?
No, but when no one knows how to fish, then it doesn't really matter how it goes. That's how fishing is.
It's so idiotic.
Man, I can't believe fishing is just when you throw all the bait in the water.
But like every guest is like, yeah, so I don't think you can catch fish this way. And they're like, no, it's cool. Actually, Ashton's being like, I honestly have no idea, but fucking asshole Chandler's being like, no, trust me, like, this is cool.
Yeah, my dad's really good at his job, so I think I would know.
It's infuriating.
It's infuriating, you're right.
It's infuriating. But yeah, here we are with idiot and hot guy, buff boy. What's his name? We call him Buff Boy.
Yeah, little Buff Boy.
It's idiot, Buff Boy, Fisher Girl, and Dad Bod.
Mm-hmm.
So when they get back from their fishing excursion, in quotes, because there was no fishy bishies, Captain Lee calls Chandler out on not knowing about the fishing excursion. And of course, Chandler blames it on the rest of the crew for not telling Captain Lee. It's like, bro, when you got up, you should have radioed him and told him. Or like had, I don't know, he's an idiot.
When you got up, you should have turned over and said and whispered, hey, Cap.
Oh, God.
I want to talk to you about something.
And the guests are back on boat and having breakfast, and Captain Lee is so annoyed with Chandler and calls him a dipshit when he can't hear. I love that when he's like, all right, we're at water level. You can do what you want. And he's like, I could do what I want 10 seconds ago, you dipshit.
He can always do what he wants. Old Sticky Fingers Lee.
He can do what he wants
all his life.
Dipshit, you fucking dipshit. Anyway, the guests are complaining about the Wi-Fi not being great.
Wow. I mean, what a surprise.
Yeah. Satellite Wi-Fi, not great. How many times do we have to tell you people? Okay. So Chandler calls Kate aside to talk about the beach picnic and the swimming with stingrays plan. And Chandler is going over everything. It's not a beach picnic. It's like a sandbar picnic. And he's going over the sandbar picnic and the stingray, swimming with stingrays plan with Ross and Ashton. And Ross is not impressed that that Chandler doesn't want to leave anyone behind at the boat in case of an emergency or if it rains. And he thinks that Chandler doesn't think things through because he's like, yeah, I'm not worried about that right now. And Ross is like, are you sure you don't want to leave anyone back at the boat?
He's like, nah, we don't need anyone. Let's get everyone on this boat. I want all the stews. I want all the engineers. I want Rod, Todd, and Pod. The guys who aren't on camera. I want the two hosts of Deckheads that are way in the bottom of the boat. Somebody could climb down there and tell them. We all got to go on this fishing trip. We need all hands on deck because how you fish is you throw 14 people in the water and they wrestle fish and bring them up for you.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tie each one of you to a fishing line.
Yeah. So Adrian jokingly asks Kate if she wants a breast massage, and she takes that as a compliment and not as an inappropriate language like it is.
You know why?
Why?
They were probably joking about it earlier.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, she would have pushed his nose into his brain.
It was kind of out of the blue. I was like, why would you offer? Well, I guess he's Adrian, so.
Yeah, he loves the pleasures of the flesh.
Yeah.
All the coolest guys say stuff like that.
All the aliens say stuff like that to fit in.
He's but not saying he's not an alien.
But we all know.
We all know. Adrian's an alien.
Woo! Party time. Anyway, excellent. The deck crew is out setting up the sandbar picnic, and Kate can't tell if the guests are excited to swim with stingrays or not because they don't really react much while looking at their phones. And Caroline is still complaining about her foot, and Kate makes her sit on a bar stool and wash dishes. And the guests are headed out to swim with stingrays and reef sharks with Ross and Riley. And Josiah tells Kate that Caroline is complaining about being on the late shift because of her hurt foot. And Kate is not impressed because she's like, she didn't tell me shit. And Captain Lee's annoyed with Chandler again because he's not communicating enough about where he's setting up the sandbar picnic. someone doesn't understand that he lacks communication skills.
No one has self-awareness in this life. Is that right? Is that what I'm learning? There's no one horrible who knows it. Is that correct? Do you know anyone who sucks who's just like, man, it sucks that I suck, but I do?
Me?
Because there's some people who realize that they suck and they're like, I guess I suck and I'm gonna fucking suck till all of you puke. You know, and that's usually the reaction when someone realizes they're awful. It's never like, well, I got a lot of thinking and changing to do.
Oh, wow.
I'll see you guys in 2 years. They just jump into the water and swim to their house.
Well, he's not wrong there. Yeah, no, I think you have to lack a certain amount of awareness to be as terrible as you are, like Chandler is.
Mm-hmm.
That's usually like some strong white male energy who's just like, that's not my fault that I didn't communicate anything. That's my crew's fault for not communicating that I didn't communicate anything. And it's like, what are you talking about? This is your fault. You're the boss. You're the one that's supposed to connect the dots. You're not connecting the dots. And that's the problem. See, if the dots aren't connected, things are falling through the dots. The holes. If you're connected, nothing falls through. Yeah, dumb.
Oh my God, I'd never heard it explained with less respect.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. And we're back. What are your thoughts on that, Nick?
It's nice to be back. It sucks when I'm nowhere. Okay. When we go on break, we exist in another region. And it hurts my neck.
Well, suck a dick.
Okay.
I'm just joking. Who's? I don't want you to Zach's? Do anything.
Zach?
I don't want you to do anything.
What if you came home one day and I was hooking up with Zach?
I'd be like, yeah, that makes sense. All right. So Adrian is making sushi for the guests for the sandbar picnic, and apparently it's very hard to get sushi rice in Tahiti.
God, isn't that awful?
The more you know. Kate and Josiah go with the food to set up and serve the guests while Caroline works on the rooms back on the boat. The guests love the like sandbar pop-up lunch. So basically they set up like a table and chairs in the water, like very shallow water, and then use like boogie boards as tables that float around as like a floating bar.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I mean, I do say so myself.
Yourself? You taking credit for this?
I came up with the boogie board. I invented boogie boards. So, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was a pretty cool setup. And then there were just like I guess a stingray was kind of near them, but I don't know. Before this, they swam with stingrays and reef sharks. And apparently reef sharks are harmless because they're just little babies. And then Ross is like, just don't punch one in the face. And Riley's like, this is why I came to work here. This is a dream come true. And I'm like, don't say that too loud or Chandler will order you to pick up reef shark shit or something.
Now, how do you get shit in the water? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, I mean,
how can you pick up shit that's been in the water? Hey, you don't know a lot about sharks, do you? How many boat facts do you need?
Apparently thousands.
Shark shit comes out like shark teeth. And it comes out at 100 miles an hour. And everyone behind that shark is going to get a shark tooth shaped shit missile through the eye. You don't know that because you don't listen to my boat facts.
That's not true.
But the deadliest animal in the ocean are sharks because their shit is deadly. And you telling people to go pick it up. That's insane.
I didn't say anyone should go pick it up. I said, be careful to Riley because that's something Chandler might make her do. If she
I cannot
she's
believe you tried to defend
herself.
Yourself after the insane thing I just said.
I'm sorry. So back on the boat, Captain Lee is annoyed that the hot tub is overflowing and no one is left on board to help him find the shutoff valve. And he keeps radioing the deck crew and no one is answering. And he's just covering all the deck furniture by himself, even though technically a deckhand should have been left behind. Kate thinks Chandler is trying to suck at
his job.
Wasn't
it funny, though, watching Captain Lee work for 5 minutes and how angry it made him?
She's like,
I haven't had to cover a chair in 42 years. I sit on chairs. I don't cover them.
Yeah, he was not happy.
I fuck my beautiful bride in hot tubs. I don't drain them.
Yeah, he was not happy.
He's like, I got my dick in my hand and I'm pretty sure
at one point he says he's going to eat ass, which I was like, I don't think you understand. And someone's like, do you want some dinner? And he's like, I think it's in the coming up for next episode. He's like, Kate's like, do you want some dinner? He's like, I'm going to eat some ass for dinner. It's something like where you're like, oh, you thought you like you're going to be
like kick some ass. For
yeah.
Dinner.
Like you're going to be like ripping someone a new asshole. But when you say you're going to eat some ass, it doesn't.
I'm going to eat some ass for dinner. And she's like, I bet she could take that to HR and be like, we got to get this guy fired. First off, he's always talking about his bloody dick that he's dragging through whiskey bottles. And now he wants to eat my ass. And this other guy wants to massage my tits. And look, I got to get off this boat.
She's fine with it. If there's one thing we know about Kate, sexual harassment of the most aggressive kind. Totally chill. So Kate thinks Chandler is trying to purposefully suck at his job because he acknowledges that no one is back on the boat. And Kate's like, well, we got to head back. And he's like, yeah, I'm honestly more worried by the fact that there's no one back on the boat and it's about to rain. And she's like, so you're just sitting there instead of heading back to the boat? And he's like, I'm stupid. Like, unbelievable. Like, then go back, idiot. Like, why are you sitting there worrying when you should go back? Oh, he's such an idiot. Anyway, Kate gets the guests back on the boat before it rains. And Caroline is running service on board with all the guests and taking drink orders. And it's already about to be a shit show because, of course, she's taking forever to do the drinks because she doesn't even understand how to make them. And yeah, she radios Kate for help. And Kate's like, yeah, I'm coming. Coming to do the work. But anyway. Weak links. Caroline and Chandler both should be fired. Chandler admits he screwed up not leaving one deckhand on the boat, and he expects to be chewed out by Captain Lee. And Captain Lee calls him up to tell him that he is not happy babysitting Chandler and that he shouldn't have been the one to take the guests fishing in the morning when they have an experienced fisherman on board, and that they need to fill up the jacuzzi 5 times today. Which is unnecessary. And he says that Chandler is missing a lot of details and he wants to know why. And of course, Chandler makes excuses as to why he's missing stuff. And he's just like, oh, well, you know, like the crew should have my back. And Captain Lee does not understand what's going on.
You don't understand, Captain Lee. I tell them all perfect directions.
Yeah.
And then they pervert it. And Riley gives me attitude.
Yeah.
Because earlier today, I was chewing out Riley for leaving out her stuff. And she was like, that's not my stuff. And can you believe that? Can you believe that, bitch? I was yelling at her for something I didn't do. And she had the nerve to talk back to me.
Yeah. I don't know. He blames his crew. And then he says, the crew should be looking out for their bosun. And it's like, go fuck yourself. You're 2 minutes from being fired. Because you're shit at your job, you fucking cornball. Kate takes Caroline off late so she can rest and get better because Kate just wants her to get better so she can be faster instead of like limping around everywhere. And Chandler calls a deck crew meeting to tell them that he got chewed out. So he'll be micromanaging them. And the deckhands are not impressed because he sucks at his job. And they're like, you're going to be micromanaging us? Why don't you just fucking do your job by like telling us what to do and setting a system up so you wouldn't be so shit at your job. But, you know, it's not connecting the dots. Things fall through the dots when you don't connect them. You're not acknowledging what a great fucking metaphor that is.
Man, yeah, shit falls through the cracks when you don't connect the dots. That's crazy. Wow. That's good. That's so good. We should make that a t-shirt.
Lord, help me.
Was that enough?
Yes, thank you.
Okay.
Was that enough?
Did it do it?
Yeah, so the deck crew has no idea how long they're working that night. And they're realizing that Chandler gets all the rest and no one else does. Like, he's always like, I'm going to take a quick nap. I'm going to actually head off. And no one else gets their breaks on time. No one gets a full 8 hours of sleep. Like, no one knows if they're working lates or earlies until about 20 minutes, like, before. He's so bad at this. Just build a fucking schedule, you dork. All right.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like we keep every episode saying the same things about this fucking idiot. And he never changes anything. I don't think he's changed a single thing. He did at one
That's
point,
correct.
Like maybe five episodes ago, he gave like a pecking order. You know, but that didn't turn into anything.
You're right, Nick. It's going nowhere. He's going nowhere on this boat.
Yeah.
And the sooner we fire him and make Ross Bosun, let me rephrase that. The sooner we fire him and make Riley Bosun, the better. Thoughts on Riley being the bosun?
That's absolutely insane. I mean, for a joke, sure. Like for a TV show, yes.
Okay.
Make Riley the bosun. Oh God, could you imagine if someone is that shitty with no power? Just imagine. Imagine.
I think she'd actually be better
if Riley had to deal with a Riley.
I think Riley would kill it dealing with a Riley.
I think Riley would kill the other Riley as well.
No, I didn't say that.
If I had to like manage another Nick Turner, plane ticket. Fast plane ticket. If I had to deal with another Anna Hosnier,
what?
Plane ticket.
What? Like two of me?
Yeah.
Which one would you keep?
If there were two. One's great.
Which one would you keep? Me or the other?
You.
Okay. I don't believe you. You took too long to answer.
Yeah.
You took too long to answer if you would keep me or a hypothetical me.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that. Maybe she's really great.
She's not. Okay. I know her.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know how you know her, but okay.
I know. Well, you know, right? Ashton and Riley are chatting down at the beach club, which is just the like storage place for the jet skis. And they both agree that Ross should be bosun and all the mistakes that were made are on Chandler. There we go. The critics, Riley and Ashton, have spoken. The judges, what is, I don't know. So the guests are having dinner and loving the food, of course, because Adrian's an artist. And most of the guests go to bed after dinner, but the main charter guest and his girlfriend go up to the crow's nest, like seating area. And Caroline tells Kate and Adrian that she's pretty sure that they're having sex. So they all go to the crew mess to watch it from the cameras. And then, they're definitely getting it on.
How do you know?
Because that's what everyone's saying. I'm going based off what like Josiah Chandler and Josiah, Caroline and Kate are saying when they're watching them from the crew mess cameras. They're like,
but
her legs are spread.
Didn't you see the video that they were watching? Did it look like they were having sex?
Not at first, but it looked later on when they were like, her legs are spread.
It just never looked like full on Bucktown to me.
It looked like he was like humping her from behind a little.
I don't know. I'd really like to get my hands on the full video.
Okay, Nick.
Just had sex the night before. The odds that they're having sex twice, you know, impossible. You ever had sex twice? I don't think so.
Never had it once. So,
I have no follow-up questions.
Everyone else, eventually, they all go to bed, and now
it's the next day.
Kate says she loves Josiah and calls him a show dog because he's so great at what he does, and he's beautiful, and he's well-groomed, all that good stuff. And then she thinks Caroline is a shaking chihuahua that you find in the streets and is terrified of everything and is like literally like startled by every aspect of everything. And hate to say it, but she's not wrong. I thought that was a good metaphor.
Oh, yes. Yes, I did like that. I completely agreed with that. And that's the kind of thing. In that moment, I was thinking to myself, what happens when Caroline watches this? And hears him say that. Then she's like...
Her say that.
And then she's like, fuck, man. What do I do now?
Based on my understanding, Caroline doesn't last long on this show because of the coming ups always look like they're basically torturing her.
Yeah, well, she's on the fucking seventh episode, so.
Don't raise your voice to me.
I don't know. Sorry, ma'am.
Yeah. So they dock the boat and the guests are leaving, and Josiah is happy the guests are leaving and hoping they don't find any more condoms laying around. And the crew is flipping the boat after the guests leave. And Caroline says that she's scared that she has some disease from Tahiti in her foot. And I'm like, oh, shut the fuck up. You'd be blessed if you got a disease from Tahiti, okay?
If I'm like in the hospital and I'm having surgery to remove my leg because I got a disease in Tahiti, I would be thinking, pretty cool reason to lose your leg, dude. Tahiti disease.
Tahiti.
Tahiti's. Tahiti disease.
Titties.
Tahiti disease.
So it's tip meeting time, and Captain Lee thought it was a tough charter, but really thinks there was a lack of communication. And Chandler agrees. He's like, yeah, I agree. There was a lack of communication. Not on my part. I was great. But I do agree. Things do need to change, like me not being bosun anymore.
Yeah, things really need to change. I'll never think of how. But I really, things do need to change. I can't think of literally a single thing. All I know is that I'm good at my job.
Yeah. So they end up with a 15K tip.
They should have gotten a little more for the condom.
The condom. The classic condom.
I've been thinking about that condom. Why didn't they just leave the condom there?
Because the job is to clean.
Yeah, but if the guy comes back and they're like, he didn't clean up my condom? Like, he's not thinking that. He's like, fuck, dude, I left a condom there? Fuck, I'm going to get him a big tip. I bet they got a smaller tip because they cleaned it up. Because he didn't even know about it. Oh. And they shamed him.
I don't know. Let's take
you
a quick
never
break.
Do.
We'll be right back. And we are back for condom talk with Nick and Anna. I think the condom was more of a just like a new money oversight. Like they didn't even realize because they were so in the throes of fucking. He just put the condom there and forgot about it. Or he was trying to power play them by being like, yeah, clean up my fucking condom and then bring me a blueberry smoothie.
Bring me one blueberry, one sliced strawberry, and what was the other thing?
Coconut water?
Well, she had to get those just one things.
Yeah. So Caroline her foot keeps popping, and I don't know what that means.
It doesn't mean anything. It's like fucking made up.
She's like, it's popping. It's popping. And I'm like, what's popping? What is popping?
What is popping? What does that mean?
Means nothing. Anyway, Kate sends her to another doctor's appointment for her foot, and the rest of the crew is cleaning the entire boat, and Chandler is going at Riley over tools. He's like, you got to put your tools away. She's like, I did last night when I was done. Why don't you talk to the person who cleaned the boat this morning? And he's like, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying just put the tools away. She's like, what the fuck? Why are you bitching at me? And it's like, because he blames her for everything because he's an idiot and hates women. What a fucking fool. Sorry you've been dumped 6,000 times and you can't handle a strong woman telling you that I did put my tools away. Why don't you talk to one of the other guys? Ugh. I don't know. Caroline comes back and we learn that the doctor asked her to stay off her foot for 2 days. And she starts crying and Kate says it doesn't make much of a difference because they have been carrying her weight this whole time. And that's fine, but if it doesn't get better in 2 days, it can't continue like this because they can't carry her weight for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I feel like they can. I feel like Kate and Josiah are so strong.
Yeah, but it's not fair. They need a third stew to help. It's not fair.
I mean, to help. I'm just saying they can do it.
Yeah.
If only they had the ability to split the other person's tips, like if they could get rid of the third person and not like have their tips be absorbed by everybody, but just be like the serving crew gets 3 salaries, you know, and they get to split it. They get 1.5 salaries each. I bet they would do it and it would be fine.
I would hope so. But they can't because you know why. Okay. So everyone's getting ready to go out, but Caroline is staying in with FOMO because of her foot. And Riley is complaining about Chandler's behavior towards her to Caroline. And Caroline's like, yeah, he's a dick. And they go out to dinner and they're discussing at dinner if they like dad bods versus buff bods, which is just like Ashton versus Ross. And Ashton is talking to Chandler about Riley and says that they all need to sort out their issues or she's going to pop off. But Chandler's like, well, I'm not willing to do that because he sucks dick. He won't even like try and like make things okay so they could all work well together. And he's the bosun. He's literally supposed to be the leader. That's his job, is to keep shit together, but he can't.
Fire him. I don't know. I mean, it is boring. It's boring because he's not likable. He doesn't get along with a single person, right? There's not one person who's like, it just buds with Chandler.
No.
He's not getting along socially. He's not getting along professionally. The captain's mad at him. His underlings have lost all respect for him. Multiple people have talked to the captain about him.
Yeah.
And man, this guy is fucking fucked.
And he's always like, all wide-eyed, looking around like, I didn't do anything wrong. It's like, you did it all wrong. Since day one, you've been wrong.
Yeah.
Ugh. So they go downstairs from the restaurant to the club to drink up and dance it up. And Ashton is wasted and grinding on a bunch of women. And they finally call it a night when everyone's wasted and head back to the boat after drinking and grinding. So Ashton, he likes to party. And in the cab ride home, Ashton like lays on top of everybody in the backseat because he's so drunk and being like, do you need a head massage to Kate? And she's like, well, okay. Back on the boat, Ashton is so wasted. He creeps on Riley because he's drunk and like tries to get in her bunk. And she turns him down and is like, no, I'm not going to creep on you, fool. I know the rules. I know not to fuck around like this, make things weird, especially when he's drunk. And Caroline is up and about getting a drink. I don't even know what she's doing, but she's like walking around making weird faces. She's like, Nick, I'm doing weird faces at you. She's like,
yeah.
Have you noticed that when she was talking to Ashton, who was saying, you need to be resting, she was like, she's making all these weird ass faces.
Yeah, it's because her foot keeps popping.
There's no, I don't get it. Like, she makes a lot of weird faces. I just don't even understand.
Yeah, she's an alien.
Yeah, she's the real alien. I agree. Yeah, and then Kate sees that Caroline is up and about and gets annoyed because she's like, are you for real, dude? You need to be resting so your foot can get better. And so she decides to put Caroline in a guest cabin so she can sleep and doesn't, like, basically is like, you don't leave here. You don't leave here at all. And then Caroline is like, look, the swelling on my foot has gone down. And Kate's like, yeah, that's fine, but just don't leave this room and rest so you can get better.
She's like, actually, I don't have a problem anymore.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I had to leave. It's actually fine.
Well, yeah. So Kate's like, look, if it doesn't get better in 2 days, you have to go because we need someone who can work. And that makes Caroline start crying because Kate is putting her away so she can feel better. And Kate's like, you need to take it seriously. Like, your foot needs to get better. You have to stay off of it. And Caroline's crying in her guest bed like a fucking child. And that's the end of the episode. Yeah,
especially because she has to stay in the bed now that they have like a free day.
Yeah, but for the best, get better.
Oh, for the best. All right, little boat fact.
Boat facts with Nikki T's. Let's do this.
Now, I'll tell you what, I didn't realize what Tahiti is. I don't know what Tahiti is. I can't think of a population of Tahiti. Do you know how many people live in Tahiti?
No.
Guess.
I'm going to say 100,000?
Close. 190,000.
Oh, okay.
And it is pretty much 60% of the way from Los Angeles to New Zealand. But if you go out to Hawaii and then took a hard left, like a 90-degree left, and then kept going for a very long time. It's actually nowhere near Hawaii.
Oh.
I mean, relative to the rest of, like, the map, it is. But Anyway, it's just, it's very remote. And I'm actually surprised there's that many people there. And this is my favorite fact from the wiki. Guess what the only ethnic group there is?
In Tahiti?
Mm-hmm.
Tahitians.
Yeah. You got it. Anyway, it was a French colony, and now it still is.
Really?
It's the economic, cultural, and political center of French Polynesia, an overseas collectivity of the French Republic. Capital is Papeete.
I don't know. They were a French colony. Well, good for them.
Yeah.
Or no, I guess not.
Good for them. Yeah,
not
they got
good
conquered.
For them.
Not the whites won.
Good for them. We don't want France these people being colonized.
Yeah. That's a little about where we are this season. Tahiti. Back to you,
Tahiti.
Anchor.
Tahiti. Thank you so much, Nick, for that boat fact. Again, I am not for colonization. I don't know why I said good for them. I think it was literally just a... it's...
You love France. What are you going to do?
No, I don't love France.
Crazy. You ever been to France?
Yes, I have.
Why do you say it like that? Like you're exhausted, I'm asking.
No, I'm just exhausted in general, but
well, yes. That's our show, guys. Hey, everybody. Check out our, leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts and leave us a boat fact. Check out Anna Hosnier's Twitter at Anna Hosnier. Check out my Twitter at Nick's Turner's. Check out my Patreon. Who gives a shit? And
at DeckheadsPod on Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah,
email us at DeckheadsPod@gmail.com.
Yeah, Gmail.
5-star review. Also, we have merch on TeePublic. Check it out.
Okay, lots of stuff. I love you guys, and we'll see you tomorrow when we do another episode of the same thing.
Yes.
Deckheads is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.